Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Your name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E?
Correct.
Okay. I just got a thing on my Facebook saying that I can apply to win a mixer from you guys' company. And I applied for it, and I filled out the application, and they said all I have to pay is a $2 shipping fee. I just looked on my credit card and my mobile data, and you guys took $7.95. So, you know, I want my $5.95 back. And is this really real, or is this some kind of shite?
This is a contest entry fee, ma'am, and I don't know why they billed you that, but that's a contest entry fee, and what you were billed is a total amount of shipping and handling. So how much did they bill you?
They didn't bill me. They took $7.95 from my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. That's the total amount of you entered into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win that.
Oh, but that's not what they said. They said you have won, and all you have to do is pay a $2 shipping fee. So at this point, I don't even want any parts of it. I just want you guys to put my money back on my card, and we'll be done with each other.
Alrighty.
Because they told me to I clicked on one of the boxes, and I clicked on the box, and the KitchenAid came out. It said, congratulations, you have won. That's what it told me. And they had said that I need to pay a $2 shipping fee, so I entered my credit card information. Now you're telling me I paid $7.95 to join, to be a part of the contest?
Yes, ma'am. It's a contest.
Oh, no, I don't want to pay $8 to be a part of a contest. It doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. What is the process now? Because I want my money back. I am not interested in being a part of the contest at all.
Okay.
Because it's false advertisement.
Can I get started by getting your zip code, please?
60621.
I do thank you for that. And your first and last name?
Diane Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
I do thank you for that. And Ms. Morrison, for security purposes, please verify your address for me.
900 West 63rd Parkway, apartment 305. Chicago, Illinois, 60621.
I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second. Oh, come on.
I've never heard of obtain to be a part of a contest. Why would I give you money on the premise that I might win? That's stupid.
Well, that right there is what you were billed for, was the entered into the contest, and if you are announced as to be the winner, and then you will already prepay the shipping and handling to receive it.
Okay, but you know, I don't know if you saw the advertising, but it says all you have to pay is a $2 shipping fee. Shipping fee. That's what it said.
No, man, so, we're just a third party call center, so those are online vendors. So whatever, however they advertise them, we don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So
but
who,
I
so
will,
who,
ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
So who's going to give me my money back? So you're just a third-party person who answered the phone.
We can reissue your money about whatever advertisement those vendors put out. We don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but I can cancel you and reissue you that $7.95, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's no problem.
It's my fault because normally I do not, you know, participate in these schemes, as it turns out. But everybody was saying in the reviews that they won and blah, blah, blah and all that. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I might win. And as it turns out, it was a scheme again, as usual. So I will never participate in another one of these. it's shiesty, too shiesty for me.
All righty. Well, I've gone ahead and actually gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately, and that $7.95 will go back to your account. I don't know if it will go back immediately because I don't know about your financial institute or how it was billed, but I have reversed that charge, okay? And usually, Joyce, we usually inform the customers it will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, but it may reverse back to you immediately, okay?
Okay, and
I do have your cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
I would love to take it, yeah.
Okay.
If I have any problems.
That is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 260-447-351.
Okay, so you said C as in Charlie, M as in M, as in Mary, S as in Sam?
No, ma'am. I okay. said C as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
260.
Okay.
447-351.
Okay, let me read it back to you. I got C as in Charlie, 260-447-351.
That is correct, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.